You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
That very, very first sentence there in these wonderful Proverbs that were written most likely by King David's son was, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." It's kind of like one of these Facebook questions that keeps showing up on our feed. You know, what would you choose, riches or reputation? According to this book, according to the preacher, according to Solomon, it's much better to choose a good name, a good reputation, than great riches. Let me tell you a story about a little boy. You probably heard this story. He had a terrible, terrible temper, and he blew up all the time at all of his friends at school. He blew up at his mom. He blew up at his dad. He blew up at his little sister. They really had trouble with this little boy because of his temper. And so the father decided one day, I'm gonna give him a bag of nails. And every single time he blows up and his temper just kind of fumes over, I'm gonna have him go and nail into the back deck and in the wood there. And so he did that, and he blew up. The first day, 37 times, he went out there on the back deck, took the piece of wood, hammered it in. He didn't know why his dad was having him do this, but he did. And so slowly, I think he became more aware, and day by day, it was down and down, and it got less and less, until one day, the little boy announced to his dad, "Dad, guess what? I haven't had to nail any of those nails in whatsoever. I think I'm not blowing up at people anymore. I think I've tamed my temper." Dad said, "Great, well done, son, good job. Now, go back out there with that piece of wood that you hammered in and take out all the nails." Wow. That's hard, especially on those days where he was really hammering them in. It's so difficult to take out those nails. And the same thing is true for our good names. The same thing is true for our reputation. It's very, very difficult to get it back. Warren Buffett, or as I like to say, Warren Buffet, said something just like this. And he echoed what Benjamin Franklin had said 100 years earlier. Warren Buffett said, it takes a good many years to develop a reputation, and it only takes 5 minutes to ruin it. Benjamin Franklin said much the same thing. Many good deeds build a positive reputation, and only one bad deed ruins it. The scripture is right on. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. Do you know the name Robert Fulghum? Love that author. He's actually a Presbyterian pastor, and he wrote the book that probably you're more familiar with him, called Everything I Ever Needed to Learn in Life, I Learned in Kindergarten. Well, he wrote another book too. The book is called Beginning to End, The Rituals of Our Lives. And I want to read the first portion of that book for you. And there's a caption. If you go to the very first page, the kind of the prologue where he's given the foreword, there's a picture of a man sitting on a regular old chair on what looks like some just regular grass, the lawn. And it says this under the caption. Caption for the photograph: a man sitting on a folding chair in a cemetery as a light rain fell and the sun shone at the same time on the first day of summer in 1994. If you were there standing close by, you would notice that the sod beneath his chair was laid down in small square sections, suggesting it had been removed and then carefully replaced. The man owns the property upon which he sits. He paid for the site, paid to have the ground dug up, to have a cement vault installed, and to have the ground restored. He is sitting on his own grave, not because his death is imminent. He's in pretty good shape, actually, and not because he was in a morbid state of mind. He was in a fine mood when the picture was taken. In fact, while sitting there on his own grave, he has had one of the most affirmative afternoons of his life. Sitting for an afternoon on his own grave, he has had one of those potent experiences when the large pattern of one's life is unexpectedly reviewed. The past, birth, childhood, adolescence, marriage, career, the present and the future, he has confronted finitude, the limits of life. The fact of his own death lies before him and beneath him, raising the question of the when and the where and the how of it all. What shall he do with his life between now and when that time comes? In other words, what will his reputation be? What will those around him say when it's time? Sitting on a grave, you can imagine what that does to you when we think about, when we consider even our own endings. What's your reputation going to be? What's your good name going to be, or is it going to be a bad name? You know, there's a difference between people that like you and people that respect you. Imagine all this right now, all the relationships that you have in all of your life. There's all the folks here at Grace Presbyterian. There's all the folks that you work with. There's all your neighbors. There's all the people you happen to come across during the middle of the day, whether it's at the grocery store or library. There's all these people that you interact with day by day by day. And the ones that love you the most, and the ones that you love the most, those are the relationships in many ways that matter the most, because they're the ones that are going to remember. They're the ones that are going to be talking about you on the day when they say goodbye to you. What's your reputation going to be? What are they going to say? You know, a famous preacher once said, we all preach sermons, just none of us out loud. We all preach sermons in the way that we say, the way we live our lives, the way that we say what we want to say to those we love. And even so, when you're in a relationship and you're at a critical moment of that, maybe it's a fight. Maybe it's a disagreement. Maybe it's a critical juncture in the journey of your family's life. Think to yourself, you know what? The people I'm talking with right now, they're going to remember this moment. They're going to remember not only what I say, but they're going to remember how I say it. Our reputations matter. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. You know, recently I've ridden in what's called the triple bypass, and you all are telling stories about, wow, Pastor Dave's this cyclist and how far he went and all that stuff. But you know what I didn't tell you? The last time I rode in this bike event, a buddy of mine was going with me, and we packed up our bikes the night before, and we went ahead and went early to sleep, because what you want to do is wake up super early in the morning so that you can get a really good ride at the very crack of dawn and leave as early as possible. Well, guess what? It wasn't such a great time in my life then. Somehow or another, I slept through the alarm. It wasn't until about 8:15 that I woke up and saw like 8 different missed calls from my buddy. Yeah, we completely missed by 2 or 3 hours. And so he came over finally when I called him, picked up his bike and left. And honestly, I haven't seen him since. He's not my buddy anymore. He's very upset with me that day. It takes a long time to build a reputation. It takes many years, and it only takes one bad deed or one negative time to ruin that good name. And you know what? It's not just about you either. It's also about us. It's also about the church and our good name in the community. And so we've got all these incredible events that we do around here because we're taking our cue from Scripture. A good name is to be chosen rather than riches, great riches. And so many times around here at Grace, we make decisions not based on if we're going to get more butts in the pews, if we're going to get better attendance, whether we're going to give good gifts and get checks coming in and get the money rolling. Instead, we make decisions regularly around here that gives us a good name in the community. I think about our wonderful relationship with Cherry Creek Chorale. They're having a concert actually coming up. I think it's this weekend. But we've got this relationship with them, and they were so grateful to be able to rehearse after the COVID virus and all that time when we couldn't gather together in communities. And so they were so grateful to be able to gather here in our sanctuary to practice and rehearse that they sent us, unbeknownst to us, we were surprised by this, they sent us a check for like $500. You know what we did? We sent it back. You know why? Because the $500, though it's a lot, isn't worth, it's not quite as worth, it doesn't have as much worth as our reputation in the community. Excuse me. We want to be amazing community partners with AA, with Cherry Creek Chorale, with the Boy Scouts, with all those folks that that use our building. And so we regularly do things like that. The Beer Fest that came out just last weekend, how fun it was to have people from the neighborhood come over and be part of that. Hey, what's going on? Hey, we're having a beer fest. Come. And by the way, you're a neighbor? Oh, please use our parking lot regularly. Teach your kids how to ride their bikes there. If we see you in the parking lot, we love that. I'm going to come over and say hi. Or all the animal blessings that we've done out in the community. Or coming up on the 17th of October, our youth group with Jessica and Laurel leading. Guess what we're doing? What's called random rakes of kindness. We're showing up in people's neighborhoods. We're going to be raking their leaves. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. How can you do that in your own life? How can we continue to do that around this place called Grace? Join in with what Justin's been encouraging us to do, grace upon grace upon grace, to develop not only a good name for you, but a good name for Jesus Christ our Lord, whom we represent. Be a good steward. Be a good witness. Thanks be to God. Amen.